Chicago is a sanctuary city, which means local law enforcement cannot collaborate with federal immigration officials when they try to enforce immigration laws, including deportations. Illinois has a similar policy, but there are limits. WBEZ's immigration reporter Adriana Cardona-McGeegod joins me to explain what sanctuary laws actually do and what they don't do. Good morning, Adriana.
Good morning, Mary.
So how do sanctuary laws actually protect undocumented people?
So there are two main ways in which this works: information and manpower. First, local law enforcement can't collaborate with ICE agents looking to deport people, especially when they ask local authorities in jails and prisons, for example, to hold individuals at ICE's request or even notify them or give them names. Also, city officials and police are generally not allowed to ask about people's immigration status during routine interactions. The second one is manpower. They can't transport non-citizens or secure an area so that ICE can do checkpoints. I spoke with Mark Fleming with the National Immigration Justice Center, and he put it in context.
It is the responsibility of the federal government to do that enforcement. And when you add in state and local law enforcement, it really force multiplies. ICE has about 20,000 agents. If you add in cooperation from state and local law enforcement, that's 800,000 other law enforcement agents.
What is the argument for having these policies on the books?
Illinois has nearly a half million undocumented immigrants, plus thousands of recently arrived migrants. And a lot of these people live in mixed status homes and are integrated into our communities. I talked to a lot of people out there on the field, and a lot of these undocumented residents, they want a path to legal status in the country, but because they enter the country legally, there's really not a lot of options for them. So these sanctuary laws help protect undocumented immigrants from being criminalized or targeted by local police. Also, it really builds relations between police and immigrant communities.
There are limits to what sanctuary laws can do, though. Can you walk us through them?
Yeah, there is one big limit here. City and state officials can't prevent ICE agents from enforcing federal immigration law on their own. ICE agents could bypass these and rely on intimidating strategies like illegal traffic stops, and those are tactics they tried in the past.
President-elect Trump has promised mass deportations on day one of his new administration. Would Chicago and Illinois sanctuary laws help to protect against that?
Under these local laws, ICE enforcement efforts can be limited, but again, not entirely prevented. We don't know how massive these deportation efforts can be because of a lack of manpower at the federal level, but Trump recently confirmed plans to declare a national emergency and use the U.S. military to assist with mass deportations. And to do that, he could invoke the Insurrection Act, which gives the president emergency powers to use federal troops on domestic soil to curb local unrest. But it'll get challenged in court. It's also worth noting that Trump has threatened to punish sanctuary cities by removing federal funding, something he unsuccessfully tried to do in Chicago during his first presidency.
Adriana Cardona-McGeegod covers immigration for WBEZ. Thanks, Adriana.
Thank you, Mary.
This is WBEZ.